Blog Talk Radio.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias. But they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal. But it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized. And their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, folks. We are here with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as sharing information, empowerment, and encouragement. Unfortunately, a lot of people do think that barefooting is illegal, and it's not. Barefooting is one of your protected rights, and I understand that may be shocking to some people. Some of you guys are like, yeah, for sure, it should be, and yeah. It is. But the reason why barefooting is a protected right is because people barefoot for cultural reasons, religious reasons, or spiritual reasons, because there is a difference between the two, as well as medical reasons, and that can include the physical health as well as the mental health, and even emotional health. There are different facets of health within health itself. But these are key reasons why people barefoot. It is a protected right. And it's hard for me to even believe that about 3-4 years ago, I had no idea that barefooting was a protected right. And now, as somebody that has lived the barefoot lifestyle increasingly more and about as fully as I am capable of doing so with my own limitations in mind. And believe me, I would prefer to do it more. For about going on 3 years now, actually, because it was March, April, around the time when COVID hit the U.S. and everything shut down. That's when I got into barefooting, like actually got into it. And started living the barefoot lifestyle. Before COVID hit, I had always liked barefooting. And keep in mind, COVID hit during my senior year of high school, so before I even graduated. And so before that, like, I had always had a very complex relationship with shoes. It's always been a struggling one with me. Definitely having the moments where they are tools, but a lot of the times I didn't want to wear them and I didn't like that I had to wear them. And so school being one of those, but at the same time, if I was in an environment or like a classroom or an after school program that I knew that they were comfortable with me taking my shoes off, I would do it. And this is before I understood the importance of barefooting and the importance of electromagnetic research even. So before then, I always wore them so much more than I even needed to and wanted to because I had to. And obviously, like we talked about this a couple of shows ago, like when you're in public school, like there are more rules and policies and there are a lot more dangers in public schools now than there used to be. So I can understand policies to why kids need to wear them, especially when we get into a lot of the, you know, mass shootings that are coming around the country. And I really have no intention of triggering or upsetting anybody, but it is an ongoing issue. So I can understand the increased safety risk with kids having to wear shoes in schools, but school is a big reason of why I wore shoes. It was one of the places I wore them the most because I had to, not because I wanted to, not because I liked it. I'm like every time, as soon as I got out of school, my shoes would come off. That was one of the first things I did. And if I was staying after school for an extracurricular activity, like depending on what it was, I would take them off before I even left school. But 4 years ago, I didn't know that barefooting was a protected right. And I've been hosting Barefoot is Legal for over a year now. I'm not exactly sure how long, I'm going to be honest. Time has just run by so fast. And it's weird because, like, this has become such a stable part of my routine on Saturdays that I fall into it very easily. But it is crazy to me that, you know, just a couple years ago, I didn't even know it was a protected right. And now I'm speaking on it and I'm sharing this information and trying to do whatever I can to encourage and empower other barefooters. And I have been in a little bit of a hibernation period with making astrology content and content in general. I'm going to be cracking out of my shell here soon. There's a lot of things with my health, both mental and physical, being neurodivergent. There's a lot that's been going on that I definitely had to, you know, have more of a hibernation period, but I still looked forward to this show every Saturday and being able to, you know, come in here and share the information and talk. And I'm Phoenix, guys. If you don't recognize my voice, I don't know if I introduced myself already. Audrey will be here in just a little bit. She's running behind some scheduling issues, but she will be here here in a soon and will be on to talk with us. And I don't know if you guys can hear, but the wind is absolutely crazy outside right now. We're based in Ohio. Me and Audrey hosting the show anyways. Our founder Proof is based out west. But the wind is absolutely crazy, and so please, at least here, so I just in general, please be safe, guys, with driving. Just be safe in general and be respectful and kind to each other. But back to the, you know, the barefooting thing, it's crazy to me, you know, how much I was even ignorant, despite somebody that always enjoyed barefooting and struggled with wearing shoes. And and so I do plan on getting, you know, back out there with barefooting content as well. Things have been a lot lately. And I know that it's not just me. I know that most of us are feeling it, and it is a very hectic time. It is actually Pisces season still. A lot of people think that it's Aries season because tropical astrology, which is an outdated false system. I plan on making content to discuss more and educate more on that coming up here soon as well. Because there's a lot to it, but tropical astrology is an outdated system that no longer lines up with the real sky. Barefooting is a fixed, not barefooting, oh my gosh, that's what this thing is about, but barefooting does tie into the astrology thing, and so bear with me, guys, but give me 1 second, what was I saying exactly? I'm sorry, this? Wind is insane and my lights are flickering a little bit. So hopefully we do not lose power and hopefully we will still be live with the radio show, but we've got some flickering going on. So we'll see. Oh my gosh. Okay. Give me 1 second to recollect my thoughts. That was a little startling. Lights started flashing and like everything's going crazy outside. Oh my God. Sorry, guys. Oh, where was I going? So tropical is a fixed, outdated system. And the sky is constantly moving. The sky is constantly changing and evolving. The planetary orbits, the placement of constellations, the placement of individual stars, they're constantly moving and changing. And our universes in general that we live in is constantly evolving and changing. But unfortunately, tropical astrology is a fixed system that doesn't change along with the real moving sky. And that idea that all the constellations take up an even 30 degrees of the ecliptical or the sun's orbital path or the zodiac is actually a myth. It's actually false. The constellations take up varying amounts of the elliptical, and it's really a lot more complicated than people think it is. But it is actually Pisces season right now, believe it or not. Now, I personally believe it. I feel like it's been a very crazy, intense, emotional, and energetic time. And if you're like, Oh my gosh, everything has been so crazy. Everything has been so intense. Pisces season. A lot of people also don't realize how spicy Pisces is, how intense it is, how raw and unfiltered it is. So people are like, oh, well, this is Aries energy. And also a lot of people need to keep in mind that a lot of people use anger to mask intense emotions. But Pisces rules the feet, and Pisces is connected to the feet. And that's why we're here, you know, barefooting. But with it being Pisces season, and when I'm saying Pisces season, like, I am referring to the sun being in Pisces, and most people, when they're talking about Pisces season, like, they are referring to, like, the sun season. But also, there are a majority of the planetary bodies, the sign that they're majority in right now is Pisces. Excuse me, guys. And so I'm, like, pulling up here on my computer. I use astrellium.org. I use real, like, actual astronomy software to calculate the planets and stuff. I use Real Sky or astronomy-based astrology, basing off the real sky, which is the only way to be accurate. Now, Uranus and Venus are in Aries right now. Venus is about halfway through Aries, and Aries is one of the more smaller constellations. So that's where a lot of this fiery, outgoing, intense energy and the more fiery, initiative, leadership, taking charge kind of way is coming from. But there's also a lot of intense energy. Pisces is connected to our raw spiritual selves, but our raw emotions, our raw desires, our raw needs. It's connected to our soul energy. And so Neptune, the sun, Chiron, which is an asteroid, Mercury, Jupiter, Vesta, which is also an asteroid, those are all in Pisces right now. And Pisces rules and is connected to the feet. And so the sun is going to have a lot to do with our identity and our consciousness and our expression of personality. It has a lot to do with this energy that we show socially and publicly in relation to our personality. Sorry. And then Neptune rules the unconscious mind as well as fear, illusion, paranoia, spiritual enlightenment, awakening versus illusion. There's a lot of really just intense, raw, emotional, raw, unconscious energy. So like id energy, libido energy. And I personally agree with Carl Jung's perspective on libido, where libido is looked at as not just being a sexual thing, but it's all raw needs and desires. So including our emotional ones and the variety of our emotional ones, the variety of our raw intellectual needs. And physical needs outside of, you know, sexual context even. So it's any just raw need, an unfiltered need and thoughts, feelings, and desires that we have. And so Pisces is especially very emotional sign because it's a water sign, and Pisces is the fish. There is going to be a lot of really intense, raw, emotional, and conscious energy. Jupiter has to do with pushing limitations, fears, creating new opportunities, pushing past old limitations that we or others have put on ourselves. So just breaking these old expectations, creating new expectations, creating new opportunities, and taking new risks, taking new adventures. And so I would definitely say with this being in Pisces, this is going to be connected to more of those emotional, spiritual aspects. And barefooting does connect to the emotional and the spiritual as well, and I'll get more into that in a second. But with Jupiter in Pisces, I think we're also going to see a lot of barefooters challenging the limitations, fears, belief systems is a big thing that's going to be challenged as well, philosophy and ideology and higher learning associated with barefooting. So there's going to be a lot of these realizations, and this is going to affect the collective consciousness and collective unconsciousness, but this is also going to affect us on an individual level, and I feel like this is especially going to be affecting barefooters because we're people that are already naturally inclined to grounding through the earth and connecting our feet to the earth and grounding our bodies to the earth. And, you know, barefooting is just a key aspect for us in general. And with Mercury in Pisces, there's going to be a lot of intense emotional energy, spiritual messaging, good or bad. There is going to be a lot of just intense emotions in our levels of consciousness in general, because Mercury also has to do with the differing levels of consciousness and within our communication and within our thought patterns. This is a really big time to assess our emotional reoccurring thought patterns and our reoccurring just emotional patterns in general. And so I think barefooting and grounding, being able to have that grounding, especially since this is such an emotionally charged time and a very spiritually energetic charged time, being able to ground through the earth is going to be very key to helping understand those signals and messages that you're getting throughout your body and throughout the energy around you, being able to discard what you don't need and what doesn't belong to you and what shouldn't belong to you. While also just soothing and easing your minds to break mental thought patterns and emotional thought patterns. And I hope that kind of helps. With Chiron being in Pisces, there's going to be a lot of deep wounds. And our biggest wounds are connected to our greatest strengths. And so Chiron represents an area where we are most wounded, but we have the ability to become a teacher, a mentor, a healer, or even an activist, and be able to help heal and educate others on our biggest wounds, whatever those may be for us. And so I do think for barefooters, a lot of wounds connected to barefooting and our big struggles that have brought us towards barefooting and are the reason why we barefoot, or at least one of the big key reasons that we barefoot, those are going to be things that are really provoked or evoked just within us to deal with and to tap into. So whatever those, you know, biggest wounds are that maybe have pulled you to barefooting, those are going to be really important to get in touch with and listen to and take on a healing transmutation approach. And transmutation is changing and transferring an energy or a vibration from one vibration to another vibration. So turning good energy turning bad energy into good energy is kind of what I'm talking about when I'm talking about transmutation. So how can you reclaim those wounds, reclaim those experiences, and be able to help educate and teach and share those experiences with other people for their own enlightenment and well-being, as well as just the general, maybe not necessarily the wounds that pulled you towards barefooting, but what are the biggest wounds that you have experienced as a barefooter? And I'm not talking about physical wounds. I mean, actually, who knows, that could be a part of it. Maybe a physical wound did happen, like you overdid it, and now you're having to, you know, reframe your understanding of your body and take a break with your body and find out how to rebuild up your tolerance. That could be a thing for some people. Because overdoing it is a very big risk, and that can happen to a lot of people, and it can be very dangerous, and so that may be something to assess. But also, your biggest wounds regarding barefooting in terms of the way that other people have treated you in your social environments, discrimination that you've faced, ostracization that you've faced because of being a barefooter and your barefooting, may be something also stimulated by Chiron in Pisces right now as Pisces ruling the feet. So I think it's really important to assess the wounds and, you know, reasons and struggles that brought you to barefooting, the struggles within barefooting, whatever those may be, and really think on them, assess them, come to a place where you can understand and process them and understand how you can then help other people process similar wounds or avoid similar things or just also heal and overcome certain things within barefooting, whether that be a social thing or the reason or one of the reasons that brought you to barefooting. You're good. So I think I pretty much kind of wrapped up my whole thing with astrology anyway, with barefooting. Audrey is now joining us.
Hello. Hi. friend posted a picture of a sweater she crocheted. And Faith can tell you right now, it was worth me late to the show.
Phoenix?
That's what I said. Oh. I have Faith in Phoenix.
You're good.
Crazy. Anyway, sorry.
Dude, this wind is going crazy. The door keeps opening because the wind pressure is so bad. It's okay. I just stopped at one point because my lights were flickering, and I was like, oh, my God, what's going on, guys?
Oh, we're going to lose power, guys.
I'm hoping not. The flickering went away.
That, dude, when I just got out of my van just now, it blew so bad. I heard the head like, creak. It blew my door so hard. It's windy as nuggets out there.
So that is stunning. That's beautiful.
I like.
I'm talking about this knitted sweater or crocheted.
Crochet.
Oh, yeah, that's it. That's why
She posted a picture, and I was like, that's not too far. I won't be too late. I didn't think I was going to be half an hour late, but of course I had to look around at the other side.
The ADHD took over.
It totally did. The whole time I was like, Audrey, get back. Audrey, you got to go. Audrey, that's pretty.
Well, for reference, guys, there is a national shortage on ADHD medication.
Yeah.
And that is affecting a lot of people like Audrey that rely on this medication.
Yeah, I've had it. I was off it for 2 weeks, and they're like, we got it back now, and I got it, and now it's time for my next refill, and I just got the email that it is on back order again. So that's,
which is insane to me.
I don't compute. I don't understand. Apparently, one of my friends is trying to just get amoxicillin for her kiddo, and there's a national shortage on amoxicillin. Antibiotics. I don't know where this world is going, but I don't really like it.
Yeah, and it is scary, folks. So just be patient with each other.
And yourselves.
And if you're not somebody that relies on ADHD medications or is in well health right now and is not relying on other medications that are there also a shortage of, yes, be grateful. But also remember that there are other people with struggles right now that you may not relate to, and you may not understand from an experience standpoint, but they are very real, and they are very much so affecting other people. So be patient and be understanding with people, because a lot of us in general have got stuff going on that you may not understand in terms of chronic illnesses and health issues. But especially when there is a shortage on necessary medications, that is going to create an issue for a lot of people.
Seriously.
And I know you had some barefooting experiences that you wanted to get into.
Yeah.
With it being almost 2:00, I wasn't sure if you wanted
to
run an ad break real quick. So we were just talking about some of the barefooting in relation to astrology, since there's so many planets in Pisces right now. Mm-hmm. And I can even show you that when we go on break.
The world telling us to root
yourself. Yes, definitely earth, ground yourself. There's a lot of influx of emotional, spiritual energy. And Pisces is ruled by the feet. So it's really important to ground yourself through the feet to ground, not to counteract in the sense of avoiding and getting rid of, like, necessary information and emotions and healing journeys, but to help ground yourself, to stabilize yourself. It's really important to connect with the earth for stabilization.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we also, I was just talking about how, like, you know, a couple of years ago, like, I didn't realize that, you know, barefooting was a protected right, kind of getting into that, and, you know, this radio show, and it's crazy to me now that I've been doing this every year. I don't know exactly how long, but, you know, it's something now that I do every weekend, and it's a huge journey even, too, for myself, while also, you know, letting others know that, hey, there are no laws or health codes against it, and it is a protected right. But we are going to go ahead and run a quick ad break, I think, and then we will be back to talk about some of Audrey's experiences this week while being a barefooter in public.
Yeah.
So we will be
sounds like a plan. Yeah, we'll be back in just a couple minutes, folks.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Most people say they hate wearing shoes and would go barefoot if they knew they were allowed. People say it all the time on their social medias, but they are worried that someone will say something to them. So everyone wears the cheapest flip-flops with the least amount of fabric on them. Most people do not even know that it's completely 100% legal to go barefoot into a store. Most people think that driving barefoot is illegal. But it isn't. Driving barefoot actually is safer than wearing most shoes. Going outside barefoot for a walk is one of the healthiest things you could do, but most people are afraid someone will say something. Or they quote the myths and the rumors that their grandma told them years ago. The fact is, there are no laws against driving a car, going to a store, or eating in a restaurant barefoot. So don't give in to bad fashion, hurt heels, or a broken flip-flop. For more information, please check out barefootislegal.org or find us on your favorite social media.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Hello, folks. We are back with Barefoot is Legal Radio. Barefoot is Legal is a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle, as well as empowerment, encouragement, and support. So I am Phoenix, and this is
Audrey.
And
Chaos Goblin.
Chaos Goblin. So true, but and I mean that in the nicest way. It's just fitting, you know, because chaos isn't always bad either. You know what I mean? You bring in good chaos. I think so.
I tend to get that. I'm a bit much, but it's only the happy bit much.
Yeah.
Usually.
Unless it's a really bad day, but everybody has them for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So no judgment here from me. But I know you wanted to talk about some of your experiences that you've had this week with being a barefooter.
I didn't get out much, but when I did, it was funny. It was like almost every time there was actually a comment, which was funny to me because I've gone so long without people even saying or noticing
mm-hmm.
anything. But like, I was at, where did I go? Well, there's a new Christmas shop I went to, and they were like, shocked, being like, I just love the bare feet. I just love that you're here and you're barefoot. And I'm like, me too. Like, and they were talking about you, like, wishing like they could do that. And I'm like, but you can, you know, like, and I was explaining to them and giving them the information for the website and whatnot. And then, I got my hair cut, and like the only dis that she only, I finally got all that dead stuff. Look at my curls. Look at my curls. They're back.
Yes. Love it.
Curls are back. Anyway, got all the dead stuff that's not weighted down and gross. But
I feel it.
So we did that, and I had to, the only thing they ever worried about was me getting hair splinters. I was like, I'll be careful. You know? And I didn't get any.
Which, honestly, they probably just meant in a respectful way, because that is a real thing.
Yeah, and then the woman that worked, my husband and I went together, so we each had two different people cutting our hair, and the one that was cutting my Nate's hair, my husband's hair, was, she was real interested in it, too, and she had me write down, you know, barefoot is legal, and told her to check it out, because she's all about it, too, and she didn't realize there were no laws or health codes either, so I was letting her know, and giving her the information and whatnot, and told her, I said, even if I hurt myself in here, you know, it's on me. It's not your responsibility at all.
Yeah.
And she was just really interested in learning more about it. So I'm hoping she might, you know, try to join the group and whatnot. And then I went to a Walmart, and the cashier, he was funny. He's like, you know, you don't have any. I don't know. My husband told me after the fact that he probably thought I was high because of it.
That people make that like, assumption.
Yeah. But, like, because, like, it didn't click for me because, you know,
You're over 20 years sober. Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
Like, yeah. I'm like, I'm not going to be high, but okay. So it just doesn't click for me, but he's surprised that you're high because he actually said, you don't have anything on your feet. You know that, right? I'm like, I don't wear shoes. Like, what are you going to do? And, like, he's the one that's been, like, obviously, I can tell he's trying to take a picture.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, he's asking me about it, but, like, I was talking about, yeah, and I'm mentioning, yeah, there's no laws, there's no health code, there's no, you know, rules against it. And I was like, Walmart even has a, you know, their barefoot-friendly policy. Like, they don't have a policy against it themselves, yada, yada. But then, like, he didn't even have the sound off. That was so funny. Like, you could hear him take the picture. And I'm like, you just ask me. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't have to sneak a picture. You can just ask me. I don't mind. Like, whatever. I know I'm weird. I know that. I don't even know how many pictures of me are probably out there because people are like, whatever. But anyway, you know, I was talking to him about how it helps with my physical and mental health and whatnot. Is that why you do it? I said, yes, basically. I said, yeah. I said, there's less pain when I go barefoot and it helps with mental health and my, you know, attention skills and whatever. So it was like he was trying to like figure out, like, am I just doing this just to do it, or do I have a reason? And then, like, once I told him it's for my medical, he literally was done. He walked away. So it's like he knew that, like,
to ask any more questions would be a lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because it is. They, you know, and obviously a lot of people are just uneducated, so they don't know that, like, it's a protected right. And I talked about the beginning, it's protected right for cultural, spiritual, religious, medical reasons.
And your medical is protected right. You don't have to share it with anybody. Like, technically, I don't even have to share my medical conditions with my husband.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to. It's my protected information. So, like,
yeah.
You know, it's the fact is, it's, Once you
door is weird. You got like let me shut it carefully.
It's not gonna stay shut. But anyway, so like once you mention it's medical, to ask any more questions is now breaking the law. Like they cannot ask you that.
Well, even cultural and religious reasons, those are also protected rights that you can't, you know, like ask any more questions on. So yeah, it's like. All of those things are protected rights, and for people to ask questions, it is illegal. You can bring a lawsuit up if you wish to.
Right.
And I would remind people that,
and
too,
I think
because
would
not
be
everyone
like,
realizes.
To ask simply would be like, remember, like, I don't have to share that information with you, but then if they push it, that's when I would. Like, there's one thing for someone to ask out of curiosity, and if you don't feel like sharing, don't share. But let them know that.
Yeah.
And then if they keep pushing it, like, you have to, like, demanding the information out of you, which I've had happen. when they demand that I tell them, be like, well, if you're going to make me tell you to be in your establishment, then I'm going to have to involve my lawyer.
Yeah.
Typically, they walk away at kind of that.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'll push back and be like, well, you can't do anything, but watch me now.
Yeah.
Watch
but you
me
could
now.
Even, when you're setting that boundary of, I don't want to talk about this, you can even say, like,
yeah.
This is information I'm also comfortable sharing. And also, for you to continue any further questioning on this is illegal.
Violating my rights.
Yeah, it's violating my protected rights. And
yeah.
So, you know, you could even set that a boundary while bringing up in the law to affirm your boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Which, unfortunately, I wish people didn't have to do. I wish people's boundaries were just enough. But, unfortunately, we're living in a world where there is a lot of discrimination still against barefooting and a lot of misinformation and propaganda. So, you know,
some people think
have that on your side, you know?
There's no consequences for them. They think they can do whatever they want, and there's no consequences. And even if you let them know that there will be consequences, they don't believe you, because how could there possibly be consequences to them? You know, and it's like, okay, well, I'm going to need your name and information, your, you know, employee number, whatever. To share with my
like,
lawyer.
Yes, we do have freedom of speech, but we are not free from the consequences of
exactly.
our actions. And also, you may have freedom of speech, but people also have protected rights. Just like you want your opinions and your protected rights to be respected, you need to extend that to other people.
And other people have freedom of speech. It's not just you.
Exactly.
That's what gets me
and this
giggle,
is how we
like,
have a democracy, by everybody being respected.
What makes me giggle, too, is like someone like, they're coming at you, and then they're trying to claim freedom of speech, but they don't like what you're saying in return, like to return to them, and act like you can't say it. And I'm like, well, I have freedom of speech too.
I'm allowed to argue with you.
I also have just said freedom of speech. So, like, what makes you think you're so special about it? Like, we all do, you know? I can't go up to somebody and tell them they're a freaking goo-goo bubble brain, and I'm cleaning it up because I'm on the radio, but, like, and expect them to not say anything back to me simply because I have a freedom of speech. Like, they do, too.
Yeah, freedom of speech and
cutting
womp
womp muffin. And then if I don't like that, well, oh, well, I open the door.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Okay.
So freedom of speech also includes the freedom to respond to someone else's speech. With your own ability to speak or communicate, you know, and that also includes to like, you know, freedom of the press ideas in the sense of like applying to the internet, even you know, like
people
we're writing, if other people are allowed to be angry with your opinion, they're also allowed to have counter opinions. They're also allowed to have counter arguments.
Yeah. And if your only argument when somebody doesn't like what you have to say is, well, freedom of speech, you're not a very intelligent person anyway.
You don't have an argument. And if you're, freedom of speech is rooted in just being negative and being hateful towards people who are existing as themselves and aren't hurting anyone. Yeah, and aren't hurting anyone. Then first of all, your freedom of speech isn't just rooted in I have an opinion. It's rooted in hate.
It's rooted in I'm a bull.
Yeah, like, you know, and don't be mad if other people have actual credible information, empirical data-backed arguments that you don't have. Because with barefooting, there is a lot of empirical data
we
to back us up. I want to know where your proof is that, you know, barefooting is bad. Because all the proof that is amounted within barefooting research has challenged those propagandas and those ideas.
Yeah.
And little mini segue, I guess, real quick. If you go to Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram and click the Linktree bio, I was finally able to update the Linktree. So the top link is the show for today, but there's also Barefoot is Legal, and there's a bunch of grounding and earthing content that I've also linked. Some of them are videos. One of them is just a webpage to, I think it, what is it called? Let me double check. I want to have their name right. I know there's so much here I added, which is a good thing, but Groundology, and they have like a whole page of scientific research on the benefits of earthing, and so there's a lot of that you guys can check out for yourself, but yeah, I'll just go through that real quick. So there is an earthing grounding with Clint Ober, who we have talked about in the past, who is a pioneer in a lot of barefooting research as well, and he's with Dr. Christy Weston. talking on stuff, and they also have like testimonies from people in their own journeys with different illnesses and injuries.
More time, I'm so excited about my camping trip going outside for 4 days.
And I imagine that is so exciting. Yes.
I know I'm not telling anybody where I'm going until I get back, but don't ask.
Yeah. But then there's also a short video link to Dr. Sinatra on grounding, and he gets into a lot of heart research. I believe his background is in like cardiology stuff from the basis of the video, and it's also there's like a certain heart organization, can't remember the name of it, that was like in a banner at the bottom of the video. So it seems like it was in affiliation with them. So that is more of like the heart and electromagnetic aspects of heart. I found a video where somebody did a earthing like experiment and experience documentation themselves. It's not too long of a video, but it's like I did earthing for 60 days, amazing results. And they have a product recommendation as well on there. We're not, you know, sponsoring anybody, but sponsored by anybody.
Nate told me I should have started a blog. He told me this for so many years, like on different things, and I'm like, I should do that. Man, my brain never remembers to do it, but how cool would it be? Sorry, that was a random A thought, dude.
Random ADHD thought.
I started probably trying to call it ADHD.
Yes, like ADHD, that's right.
Because my coworker, her grandkids have it, and she suspects she has it, and she calls it ADHD, and I'm like, I love it, just because it takes the disorder out of it. She's like, it's not a disorder, it's not a disability. And I'm like, it can be sometimes.
Yes, but well, and like, that's because something can be a disability and can cause dysfunction
doesn't mean it's a
disorder either, because a lot of mental disorders are illnesses and conditions that are, you know, for actual illnesses, you know,
right.
And being ADHD or autistic or neurodiverse in other ways.
They do things differently to be able to function versus how our normal or neurotypical counterparts can
do. Well, and just because something is a disability, meaning that you have limitations, does not mean that it is a disordered way of living. And that's the difference. You can have a disability without it being a disorder.
Right.
And also, I have, I already mentioned the link by Groundology, but that's on there. And then there's a measuring body Vol and the benefits of grounding earthing video. It's short, but like this guy shows using a reader of the electromagnetic energy, and it's those AC readings and like how just even having a laptop on your lap can cause us to jump up drastically to over like 20 volts versus lower amounts. And he explains more about it and how he can ground using a certain like product tool. The public Barefoot is Legal page is also tagged, the earthing health implications of reconnecting the human body to the earth surface electrons that we brought up in the past, that also mentioned Ober's research is still linked. And then we've got the tiny Indian village that Band Shoes linked that we talked about in the past too, which is really interesting. They did it for a cultural reason, the cultural / spiritual reason, the two being interconnected, in their village, and as well as the rest of our social media link. So if you are...
Lots of information out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of information out there. I just wanted to go over that a little bit, mention it today, to make it a little more excitable to get into that information. Because I know for me, like, I was like, yay, I found so much stuff.
So much, and to weed through it, too, because, it takes time, and I'm grateful to Phoenix for putting in that time to weed through and find some good ones for us and share with everybody in general.
Got a couple in my like inventory that I'm waiting to be able to like watch through with. One of them is like an hour long health thing just on electromagnetic energy, more so than like the actual barefoot and grounding, but it's still great research to pair with grounding
research. The more scientific end of it.
So I've got some other things that I still need to kind of weed through, but, you know, we will get whatever we can up, and, you know, maybe we can even see about making a blog for Barefoot is Legal in the future to be able to cover and discuss those more informations, or be able to tag things easier because Linktree can get cluttered over time. So if you guys have any preferences, any tips, or anything that you would like to see or that you would think that would make the information easier to access and share, let us know. You can reach out to us at Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram. Audrey is the admin for that. And yes, I recommend checking it out. And if you're listening to the Real Barefoot is Legal radio right now on Blog Talk Radio, in the bio, there's also the link to barefootislegal.org as well as the Linktree link that you can check out for yourself, make it a little bit easier. But yeah, sorry, back to your experiences though.
Oh, I'm good. So when I just went in today, they, this place too, the place I went to today to get my sweater thingy, they have like a whole yoga studio. This place, it was huge when I walked in. Their little boutique spot is just like this little tiny spot of it too. So I'm like actually really excited that I'm going to look into their yoga classes and stuff too, because I've been wanting to do yoga, but my friend that does yoga, we haven't really been able to get together like we keep planning. So I'm going to see if I can do that there to get my back and legs back where they need to be, so they're not hurting as much.
Yeah,
it's
a form of physical therapy.
Yeah. So, and, but like, it looks like a really great place. And then I know my friend Erica that has Airs Everlasting Light, she's at the psychic festival today. I really hope they're doing okay with this wind too.
Yeah, I really hope so.
Out there with all the vendors with their tents and stuff.
Yeah, I cannot imagine.
It's got to be. I keep thinking about messaging her, but I don't want to.
Good vibes to all of
absolutely.
Them out there.
Anybody
sure.
that's doing some sort of outdoor festival or event today, batten down those hatches, man. This wind is brutal. Like it almost took the door off my van when I was coming in. Like it. Yeah, I heard the hinges creak, and I almost cried because I've already got a low tire, and my check engine light had come on a little bit ago when I was almost
yeah.
here, and then my doorbell gets ripped off. I'm like, okay, I get it. She needs to rest. I drove too much, like, haul ball into that shop out in Zia. I was like, how bad I did. I'm glad I did. I need you to take my picture later, too, by the way. I know this is, like, anyway, so I can send it to my friend. Anyway, my daughter's letter. Anyway.
You're good. But you had a positive experience.
Oh, yeah. Experience. They were like, they didn't say a word. I could see them all looking. They were just like, whatever. Like, so that, cause like, I was a little nervous because it's a little, I don't even know why either, because, like, that's where I went to court before in that town was, so, and they literally, I was in front of just two times barefoot in front of the judge, they not a word, so it's like, I don't know.
I know what you're talking about, but I've also been in a lot of places where the atmosphere, there's a very drastic difference in some of the shops and businesses there, that kind of atmosphere they have.
Mm-hmm.
And so some of the more
boutique-y.
Yeah. And
they were more boutique-y in that. Actually,
yeah.
Still, you could tell there was like,
yeah.
But I think people.
Well, and not even just boutique-y, but like just general experience, like, you know, coffee shops, even certain ones. You can tell that they notice it, and like some of them, it makes them uneasy,
right?
And things
like
that. Like
they're trying to say something to you. Yeah,
or,
no, I didn't get that impression.
Yeah,
that
and so
all.
I can understand the
nice.
You know the hesitance, and I've also had friends that have been like really hesitant to go to certain places because of their experiences with other places in the same cities having very different atmospheres. But you know, I found some similar areas, and
I just sort of tested anyway
in the area. I found similar places in that area, though, that definitely have good atmosphere.
Yeah.
Very welcoming to me as a barefooter.
Yeah. And that's why my whole philosophy is, you don't know if you don't try. And I'm always armed with my information and my rights. So either A, you're going to actually, here's my whole thought on it. You're either A, going to give me the space to explain myself and why I do what I do.
Yeah.
And whether you like it or not, you're still going to stay there, and we'll have a positive enough, you know, interaction to where I will probably return. Or you're going to be a total D-bag about it, and I'm going to make sure everybody knows about it, and I will not set foot back in your establishment anymore, and I guarantee you'll lose business, because there are places where I let people know of, and they don't go there either. Even if they wear shoes, they will not go in there.
And
because they understand how they treated me. And that's not saying, like, I'm like, oh, it's all about me. It's just like, I let people know, be like, they're very disrespectful and discriminating. If you don't like that behavior out of somebody, I don't recommend going there. And that's all I say, I don't recommend, but it's your life. You do what you want.
Well, and especially if your friend is a barefooter, you want to empower them with that information. Mm-hmm. Like, be careful with your experience.
Be ready.
Yeah.
Be ready. don't be ready as far as, like, having shoes. Like, I won't. I won't anymore.
But mentally, emotionally prepared to deal with
it. There have been a few times back way in the early days, like, you know, late 20s, mid-30s, whatever. I'm like, I might have something for backup just in case, especially if it's somewhere that I have to go, that I really need to get something real fast and I don't want to deal with people. But I'll tell you what turned me from, like, ever doing that again was the time when my daughter had just had surgery. My dad had driven me out to Cincinnati. She had to have surgery. Well, I needed to stop at the Dollar General real quick there just to get pudding, literally just getting pudding so she could eat something, okay, because it was mouth surgery. She couldn't
chew anything.
Yeah. And she was like three. So anyway, so I stop at the Dollar General, and I come, and the employee says, stops me, says, you have to have shoes on in here. And I just look at him like, I said, well, that's not the law. I said, but can I just get my pudding real quick? She walks away. So I assume that's a yes, right? So I go and get the pudding, and I'm going up to the front to check out, and her and the manager come back hot, right? I asked her if I could get the pudding real quick, and she just walked away, so I assumed it was a yes. Well, you have just literally yelling at me. And I said, so you're not going to leave by the pudding? And she said, this is the rudest I've ever been to an employee, because I don't break down and go to that level typically. But anyway, so she's like yelling at me, and I'm like, so you're not going to leave by the pudding? And she's like, not if you have to. So I shoved it in her hands. I said, well, then you can keep the effing pudding. And I walked out. But I was like, so that kind of interaction, you bet if I'm over there in Cincinnati again, I'm not going in that store again. Forget you. Even if those ladies don't work there anymore, I will not go in there. But, like, I don't remember the point of my story to begin with, because my brain just quit on me. But, like, there's no reason to be so disrespectful, mean, and hateful to people. Long story short, that is not necessary. And that's the type of interaction I mean, where I'm saying, like, if you're just going to be nasty about it, then I'm not going to grace you with my finances anyway.
Yeah, and I think you brought it up talking about, like, why you don't even bother.
So, like, technically, I had a pair in the van because in case the hospital decided to say something, be some type of way, and it's my daughter having surgery. I was not going to make a big deal. Like, I had to be there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not, your daughter's safety is more important.
Exactly.
Than
and now the hospital, they had no problem with it. I was walking around barefoot, going to different recovery rooms, preference, all that barefoot, whatever. They didn't care. But a Dollar General did. Like, riddle me that, Batman. Okay. But anyway, after that, I was like, no, either A, you're going to let me in and we're going to have a decent enough interaction, or not, and I'm not going to cave to anybody ever.
Yeah.
You know, and I have not, except unless you count work, but, you know. That's because I like a paycheck and I love my job. And
we all have to be able to survive.
And
they
understand, like, if I have to take off for a few minutes. So I've done it a few times the last couple weeks. Like, I just need to ground. And I can, because here's the thing. At my job, like, because of my age group, like, we do in on demand. So it's like, if anyone's sleeping and I'm by myself, I can't take the others outside because I have them sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's like, I can't always get them outside as I would like because of that, you know. But anyway, it's like there are sometimes where I'm just like, I need to ground, so I just pop my shoes off for a while, and, you know, that's that, like, in the discussion. Like, I need to ground, and they understand, my mom, she understands that because she, you know. Anyway, but, I don't understand. I still understand why that lady said I was disrespecting her employee, because I was nice about it, because I'm always nice to start. I was like, I just need to get pudding. My daughter just had surgery. I even told them, I said, my daughter just had surgery. I just need to grab some pudding for her to eat. Is that okay? I said, is that okay? And she walked away, so I assumed it was a yes.
Yeah.
But in her mind, I was disrespecting her. Like, but she walked away from me. I didn't get it.
Mm-hmm.
He walked away from me, and I thought that was a yes. Okay.
Well, it's amazing how some people really do have such a double standard where they can do just about whatever.
Well, I'm like, what did you tell your boss?
Yeah.
What did you actually say to her for her to freaking scream at me like that?
Yeah.
Like, scream. I'm not kidding you. Like, other customers were turning to look, and I'm like, keep your pudding. I don't want it. So we might, in fact, make skaters instead from KFC. Anyway, but so
I can't imagine an experience like that.
I was like, yeah, some people, and I know some people that might have, like, caved in them, like, the end of their barefoot journey or whatever. I'm like, oh, you just a little fire in this chick.
But I'm sure for you, having a barefoot-friendly experience at the hospital while your daughter is in surgery, and then you even explain to the employee that you just need to get pudding for her, and they're going to turn it into some drama
yeah.
and start throwing a fit at you when you were trying to be disrespectful, like, yeah, that would grind my gears the wrong way.
Oh, yeah. I was like, and honestly, I still think I kept it pretty together considering, like, all I did, I pushed it around. So I was like, well, here, you can put it back. Bye. And I made sure she knew there are no laws or health codes even then. Like, I don't know what you think you're doing, but I just didn't have it in me. Because, like, my daughter is coming out of anesthesia in the car with my dad. You know, so, like, I'm not wanting to leave that go too long. I was literally just putting it back. No, I got my daughter. Dad, can we just go? We're going to have something else.
Which is insane. And there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in a place open to the public. What does open to the public?
Even Dollar General, if you're listening, quit it.
For real. I'm so sick of Dollar General, I'm not even going to lie. Because I've had multiple experiences like that in multiple different Dollar Generals throughout. And get over yourself. And there are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces. What are public spaces? Anything open to the public where you are not having to pay a private membership fee. If you are not paying a membership fee to be there, then it is open to the public. Mm-hmm. There, even if it's a private business, it doesn't matter. Because it's open to the public, they cannot tell you have to have shoes on in their establishment.
I messaged the library. I went in there the other day, and the lady told me, as I was leaving again, of course, and I was like, but why? Like, it's part of my, spiritual belief that it's to explain it to her. I forgot all about that. I was supposed to message the lady in charge of the library, but they were unkind about it because apparently they've had issues with teenagers being lax on a certain type of dress code.
Okay.
And so, like, I get it, but that has nothing to do with my team, why I do it, or the law, for one. But I need to – they want me to call her. Basically, they want to pass the buck. They don't want it to be, them, whatever. So I need to have a meeting and explain to her, like, I –
I know for a fact they've been on kicking out kids and banning them for unnecessary reasons that make me angry as a person that grew up in this town with there being no resources or anywhere for kids to go except for a Y that you have to pay for a membership for or the library.
So you would rather these kids go and get creative.
And you're offended by their dress code? You don't know what kind of situations these kids are coming from because I have a feeling dress code doesn't just mean shoes. And if you're concerned about something a child is wearing,
I don't think it ever.
Then you should actually care,
right?
And figure out what's going on. Figure out how you can get in touch with local charities even to help these kids or start a donation program.
Yep.
These kids cannot help. I'm sorry. I get so passionate about this.
No, I know.
But these kids cannot help the situations that they're coming from. They are kids. They are minors. Some of them can't even work.
Yeah. And that's my thing too. And I'm like, if they're being disrespectful and they're tearing up books or equipment, absolutely. I agree. Get them out of there or, if they're not going to listen because you don't want them to trash the place.
But they're even kicking out the ones that aren't the ones causing problems.
If they're with them.
Not even just being with them, being close enough in the same vicinity as them, you get banned. But then a lot of the times the kids who are actually causing the behavioral problems somehow don't get banned.
Typical.
It's typical. Insane.
It is.
And it's their...
But I have that. It's the same thing at the schools that they, the ones that end up getting suspended are the ones that have been bullied so long that they quit putting up with it and retaliate, and those are the ones that get in trouble. To the ones that have been bullying from day one.
And we really need to be protecting our youth. We need to be giving our youth the resources and the help they need. And that is something that really grinds my gears and really gets me going. Because there are a lot of ways that public schools, public libraries, even community things, as well as even lawmakers, that are trying to propose bills or putting bills into action that only repress and oppress children and only hinder their growth, only take away their rights, their autonomy, and their self-authority. We should be empowering them and uplifting them.
It's just bad people that force kids to give them a hug. I'm like, we don't force affection, y'all. But anyway. But, yeah, so, like, I have to remember to – I have her information in my planner. I need to remember to – email her to set up an appointment because like her hours are my hours. So when she's gone by the time I get off work kind of thing.
even if you can get a call.
And I want to explain it to her. Yeah, exactly. Be like, look, this is how, if we're going to have a problem, like, I can involve my lawyer. Yes, I do have one. I can involve my lawyer if we need
yes,
to.
Yes, I do also have legal grounds.
Yes, if absolutely necessary. Like, this is, it's a tax-paid facility to begin with. And it's public property. And literally, I was sitting there letting my kids pick out books while I worked on some of the things I had to get done for my job. Like,
you're just
minding
your own business.
Literally.
Yeah.
And they didn't say a word to me until I was checking out, getting ready to leave. And I'm like, I'm sorry, too. That's something that grinds my gears, too. If you are going to wait, I'll clean it up. If you're going to wait and until someone's leaving your facility after letting them be there for 2 hours, that's a different kind of, like, cowardly in my book. I'm like, dude. You know,
that's a whole different type of, I want to start drama over nothing.
Yeah, and I'm like, I've had before, like, the one restaurant.
But they didn't have any grounds to kick you out, and they probably knew that.
Exactly, and then even, like, the police officer, I walked by the security guard, which is an actual city police officer, several times, and he saw him, I know he did.
Yeah, they don't care. It's been a while since I've been in there, but I've been in there barefoot.
He knows it's not illegal, and I'm sitting here like, no,
because I used to go in there a lot when I was working on my associate degree, so I have reliable internet access at home. And even one of the security guards, he was, because I know they have a couple in there, but he was actually, like, retired from the police force. He had been on there for 30 years, and now but he still works as, like, library security.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I would come in there all the time barefoot, and he would just start having conversations with me. Like, he was this, like, really chill older dude, and he was had a very open mind for sure, very socially conscious,
uh-huh.
You know, older dude, which is unfortunately rare to find.
Yeah.
And, like, we would just have these conversations, and, you know, he'd always tell me, like, wow, you're a really fascinating, intelligent young lady. Like, he even at one point thought I was older than I was, like, and because he had assumed that, like, I was, like, rather than a student, he even thought that I was potentially a teacher or something like that, because I was taking summer classes, too. Like, I was preparing for something or even if I would be in grad school, like, doing a student-led, like, class type of thing.
Right, right.
You know? But it came up that I was going to work on my associate degree, and he was like, wow. And so it was just, I would have this, like, really respectful, understanding conversation.
Right.
And I was in a really low place in my life, too, so I was... It was really nice to have somebody a stranger would be like, wow, you're actually, you know, not actually, but you know what I mean? Like, oh, you're really intelligent, you know? And as somebody that was in a really big struggle place with that because of different things.
Right.
And people always minimizing me. And I was barefoot all the time in those experiences. You know what I mean? Like, I'm literally full on having a conversation almost every time I go in with your security officer, and he doesn't even acknowledge the fact that I'm barefoot.
Right.
Because he doesn't care, because it's not an issue.
Exactly. And
as somebody too that was on the force for 30 years, like, would know, like, there's that isn't a good thing.
I gotta,
like,
anything
that's
I can
an
write, issue. I can't give her a ticket for that. Like, come on.
I can't do anything. Like, come
Green
on.
Green County, you could let a female could walk around topless if she was.
Yeah,
so,
that is
whatever.
Also technically legal. So, like, it blows my mind how people can be so ignorant.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you've even been in court buildings, been seen in front of a judge for things, and
exactly.
Have barefoot, that, you know, for you guys that don't understand what we're saying, like, that has been in front of a judge barefoot, has been in two police stations barefoot, and has had
and
never
not for anything barefooted related either.
And not for anything,
like,
barefoot related, but barefooting was never an issue.
Right. And anyway, I got to get that worked out. I got to remember that.
Really, like, even our court and, like, police systems even don't have a problem with it, that just shows you how little of an actual problem this is.
I've been in our city building to go pay water bill, whatever. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere. Like, seriously. Like, I don't understand. I don't either.
I can't fathom. And it's been a couple months since I've been in there. I'll be honest, like, with the colder months, like, I am more of a homebody because I do have more limitations, and I would rather stick to my home unless, like, it's necessary to go out than have to put shoes on because my body can't handle, like, the cold or physical health issues. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I would rather have cabin fever than put shoes on.
Yeah.
You know, like, I really would. And so we've had a couple warm days this week where I've been able to get out and barefooting, one of the days I went out to the quarry, so it was rockier. I did have to move a little bit slower, too, well, because some of the rocks, too, are more like little tiny gravel bits. I think like a big gravel bit, so you're like, it's really messy on your balance, too, like you're skidding around.
Yeah.
So that was part of it, but so it, too, like, you know, not being able to barefoot like I do in the spring and the summer and fall, like having to build up some more of tolerance, but I was still able to do it because it was warm enough that I didn't have to worry about my feet being too cold to the point that they're like they're extra sensitive to the pain, or even like they're extra sensitive to where you like you guys. I'm sure a lot, you know, like when you're cold, your skin will tighten up, including your feet. If you're barefoot, or you've probably seen this, like or experienced it, and that makes
cold
like
constricting.
Yeah, and so that can make stepping on hard rocks feel sharper, and not necessarily just in the nerves, but in the skin because it's pulling more.
Right.
And or there, you know, there's less give, basically.
Yeah.
And so I had to be a little bit more careful, but it was still such a great experience. And then I went out, ended up raining, got drastically colder, but I was still able to, like, go between my car and going out. And just because I didn't have anywhere to be, I had to be afterwards. And it was, like, it was close-ish to sunset, so I went to a park. There's grass, and, like, even got to feel some of the rain and the wind on me while touching the grass. It's just such a grounding and beautiful experience. But I did have to get in the car again at one point, just because like it was just because the wind was so cold itself, and it was starting to cool down so much with the rain too, making it even colder when you've got those freezing winds coming in. Excuse me.
Right.
But I was really glad to be able to have like those two experiences in one day. And yes, they were very different experiences. It was a different place I went to, different type of environment, a rocky environment versus like the grass, and then also the other one, the rain really bad in one of them, but it was still a nice, beautiful grounding experience that I needed, like my body needed. And then a couple other times I've been able to kind of get out more in barefoot. I can't remember exactly examples, or even just being able to go outside and get in the grass, even if it is a little colder, just going out for just a little bit.
Right.
Like most of the barefooting I do now, like, is actually because I have a neighbor that I'm friends with, so walking to her place and stuff like that, which is usually like, you know, like a 2-minute walk or whatever, not even really like, you know, even for me. So like that's a lot of how I'll get my barefooting and you know, and sometimes it can be like really nice to have those like cool down periods for my feet when I have inflammation going on. Like there's, so I'm definitely ready for spring and for things to warm up though. And remember to listen to your bodies, guys. We all have our own bodies with our own limitations, our own needs. We're all introduced to different types and different amounts of electromagnetic, energy based upon our
physical makeup.
Well, not necessarily that, but our environment. That was what so our environment.
That too.
And if you're somebody that lives in the city, especially like a bigger city, like a metropolis, like you see in New York and stuff, then you are going to be especially, just there's going to be a huge, more bigger influx of those electromagnetic energies. And we do pick up on them. One of the videos I have linked in the link tree in the video description here on Blog Talk Radio, or on or in the link tree bio in the Instagram bio on at Real Barefoot Is Legal. One of the videos, like, you know, the guys did an experiment, like noticing with a reader, like how much electromagnetic energy is in his body, and how putting a laptop on your lap can actually like incredibly influx that.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Where he went down from having like 2.2526 volts to being over 20 volts.
Oh my.
Yeah. And
makes sense though.
Yeah. And so this is very, you know, it can be very dangerous, but if you're somebody that is living more so in like those heavy metropolis, heavily populated electrical environment, then you're going to be especially at risk for the health issues and health problems that arise from excess electrical energy in our bodies and from not grounding through the earth. So I recommend, you know, taking time to go to some parks and stuff like that and ground the earth. And there are also earth grounding tools. I think some of the videos mention some like grounding tools that you guys can check out, different products and stuff that you guys might be able to get some use from. And, you know, and get some more information about, and I plan on trying to look more into like devices that can help people as well. So that's something else that we hope to have information on more in the future. But if you're especially in those big cities, like it's going to be especially important for you to ground yourself.
Right.
But it doesn't matter where you live. Grounding is still crucial.
Grounding is important. Excuse me, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Oh, Amy asked in my opinion, of course, too. But, like, the information is out there, you know, too, that if you are in these bigger cities, you are going to be exposed to much higher amounts because there's so many people with different electrical devices. And you think about how packed apartment buildings in New York are compared to apartment buildings where I live. You know, like ours is two stories, and there are a lot in these bigger cities that are like 12 or more, you know.
Yeah.
And when you're stacked on top of each other, you can think, too, if you're not in a ground level apartment.
I'd say the higher you are up, the further you are from the actual ground.
And then also, too, even if you barefoot in your own apartment, you have to think about how, you know, people have lights running through their ceilings and fans and things like that.
Yeah.
And so you're going to have layers of electromagnetic or electrical energy just charged up beneath you. And so you're not even going to be ground as well if you're not a ground level apartment.
Yeah.
And so that may be something to take into consideration as well. And there are a lot of grounding tools out there, so I recommend looking into it. The research that I've tried to do to look into just barefooting and grounding in general has, like, brought up a lot of resources to me that I wouldn't have even known about if I hadn't just looked into grounding in general.
Right.
So I do, you know, recommend looking up and just knowing, like, there is information out there on it. So, you know, you can have specific web searches around, like, grounding earthing equipment, too.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's something you guys can look into. And if you have any experiences with using grounding or earthing equipment and you know have had a positive experience or whatever your experience is and whatever information you'd like to share, you can even reach out to us and the Instagram Audrey's admin for Being Real Barefoot is Legal, but you can, you know, reach out to the team on Facebook even as well about some information on this. Because we do want to be an interactive community. We want to hear from other people. We want to hear other people's experiences. We want to share, but we also want other people to share with us. So if you have anything to share,
feel free. We're going to be a community, not like a dictatorship type.
Yeah.
You know, it's
As a nonprofit, our goal is to just help and educate and bring and build awareness. And, you know, that is our mission. And so we don't want it to just be about us and our experiences. But that is also what me and Audrey have the most to pull from.
Exactly.
Even my own experiences with research. They may not be the people that I'm coming across. Those may not be my experiences. They may be other people's entirely different experiences. But it's even my experience through researching.
Mm.
Now, other people in different areas, depending on what information is available to you, different VPN settings, locations you may have on can even affect the searches that you're getting. So we could all have different experiences with researching and the information we come across. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's so loud. I don't know if they can hear it or not. It might just sound like background noise filtered out. Especially since I've noticed that iPhone tends to filter out a lot of background noise fairly well.
Yeah.
With FaceTime, but even with just regular call.
Oh, yeah. It's not like our landlines back in the day where you hear it. Oh, goodness. But, yeah, anyway. I forgot what I was going to say.
But, you know, guys, just whatever you have to share, you know, we're here for it. You can email me at thevenetianphoenix@gmail.com. So Venetian, VENUSIAN, Phoenix spelled HPO.
HP?
Oh, my gosh. I just put them totally out of order.
And that's
right. I love.
Anywho,
my brain. I love being neurodivergent, messing stuff up. Oops. Sorry. Phoenix spelled, thank you for catching that.
You're good. I was like, wait a minute.
P-H-O-E-N-I-X at gmail.com. I'll be honest, I am not the best about answering DMs or emails right now. Like I've talked about, like I'm still in my hibernation period. I'm working on, you know, getting out of that. I've had a lot of different journeys with my health, my mental health, being neurodivergent and navigating what that means, you know, figuring that out as an adult.
Right. Yeah.
Just a lot of personal things in my life as well, a lot of family stuff, a lot of friend stuff, just a lot of heavy stuff going on. And so this is not to make excuses, but this is just where I'm at. And, you know, in my hibernation period is a boundary I've set. Yeah, and this is my explanation, but I look to at the hibernation period and, like, me being like, hey, I'm going to let you guys know ahead of time I'm not the best at responding necessarily right now because I'm in a hibernation period. That is me setting a boundary. That, you know, for my own well-being at this point in my
right.
life. But I do plan on getting more back into that. So if you email me, I will go through it and I will save it. Even if I don't respond or get the information right away, I will make sure to star it and, like, put it in a folder and stuff like that so I can revisit that stuff. But I would recommend labeling it barefooting or barefoot if you are going to be sending any information to me through my email or even
or asking questions.
But I figure I'd put that out there too just so that it's not the communication isn't just on Audrey. But I'm even worse with my Instagram DMs right now, I'll be honest with you guys. But, you know, there's been a lot going on, you know, with both of us for sure. And Audrey is very been affected by the national shortage on ADHD medication. So, you know, be patient with us. We've both had a lot going on. Audrey's also had a lot going on with her health and stuff like that, a lot more than we're going to get into it all. But,
you know, HIPAA.
HIPAA, exactly. But just be patient, guys, and we do plan on, you know, bringing a lot more information and stuff.
They tell me on that, I'll let you know.
Yeah, we'll let you know on that. But, yeah, otherwise it's your business.
I'm going to test it, then we'll let you know.
But,
I shouldn't make light of it, but.
I know. But there are a lot of things in the works that, you know, we are working on. So just be patient with us. But at the same time, feel free to send information, and I will get to it as soon as I'm in the place to, because your feedback is very important. And if it is, like, a pressing situation, and if it is something that, you know, I can get to really quickly, then especially we'll get into it. And, if it is something that is urgent, say you're having a discrimination issue that you would like Barefoot is Legal to get involved in and help you with.
And if it's an inappropriate photo, we'll share it.
I'll share it, but I'll share your username and make sure everybody knows what happened. Like,
oh yeah, it won't be kept a secret. So
yes, you will
don't message us with 30 pics or it won't be a secret.
Yes, you will be called out. You know, no, we do not put up with unsolicited
photos.
Yes, we don't put up with that.
No.
Even pervy messaging, you know, asking for things. Like when it is clear that a person, especially if a person has already set a boundary that they're not looking for that will not be tolerated.
I don't even share private feet photos, folks. Like if you see what everybody else sees, if I want it to be seen, everybody gets to see it. So quit asking for special favors.
And honestly, what gives you the entitlement to think you're that special and that privileged to something like that? Because that's something you need to go and
$500.
Like you, but no, but like that is something your entitlement and your perceived privilege to people's bodies unsolicitedly. That is something you need to go unpack. That is something that people like that need to go unpack.
Yeah, therapist. I know it's hard to do,
but get the help you need, and be respectful. You know, we're not here to cater to you and your grossness. So mind your business. We do not want anybody to be harassed for anything in the community here with Barefoot is Legal. And we will not be tolerating any kind of harassment. And, this is a family-friendly organization. We are here to give information and resources and to empower an unsolicited and things like that, catcalling people for their feet or for whatever, just being very disrespectful with people's boundaries, that will not be tolerated. That is harassment.
Mic drop. Boom. I just turned my TikTok.
I think
it happened.
For real, though. But we do have about 5 minutes left of this show, guys, so we will be wrapping up here soon. We will be back, you know, next week with Barefoot is Legal. Was it Real Barefoot? Yeah. Barefoot is Legal Radio.
We get real. Real distracted.
For real.
On reels. I need to make more reels.
Yes.
I've got the photos for it. I need to do it.
Yeah, I was actually going through and like my phone even and looking at like all the barefooting, and I don't take photos and pictures very often. Yeah, I was trying to see and like touch base on that for sure. But
in my way,
I was just looking through even myself and just realizing that like even though I rarely take photos and pictures of it because I don't think about it, it's just an average part of my life. But when I do take photos and pictures, like I was just realizing how many over the last year that I do have.
Yeah.
It was just really insane to me. And it was like one of those things where I haven't been able to barefoot as much. So it was just like, oh, I can't wait for spring and summer and fall and to be able to do this.
And they're not cold. That's all I want. I was so excited about moving to North Carolina. I was like, can I come with you? It doesn't really get cold there.
Make sure you're not too close to the coast, I guess.
Cause, I mean, I'll be further inland for sure. I don't swim well.
Yeah, so many storm risks.
I would rather live with a tsunami than winter. Even if the tsunami might take me out.
Tsunami?
Wow. There's a new one. Tsunami. I'm sorry. I almost said it, but I'm not.
But
anyway, folks. So, yeah, there's information is out there. We're out here. If you need, you know, help with anything, let us know. You can find us again. Everywhere, basically. TikTok, Google, what? Well, yeah. I'm losing it, guys.
It's a little bit.
It's been a rough week. My assistant teacher was on vacation, so it was just me in the classroom. So it's just been a little, this week felt like a month. Not like bad, it's just like me and the kids were actually, you know, there's certain things we're used to. She does.
Yeah.
And it's like, so then I'm doing it, which is fine. I do it. I'm capable and all that. But like,
but it disrupts your routine a little
it
bit.
It did. So like my routine. And then when they actually.
And kids feel that.
And then when they have a sub. And
routines are especially important for them.
Right. And then there were a couple of days where they actually had like a sub in there for me. And it was like, because there's somebody else in there, but I kept forgetting they don't know what she does. And like, my brain expected it to be done. But I'm not saying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, and then they're like, what do you want me to do? And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot. I have to say it now. Like, actually, I have to say it. I can't just, you know, expect it. So it's just like, but I mean, it all went through. I think it all went great, considering. But like, there were a couple hiccups. Oh, that would have been because the way we set it up late, probably.
I don't know.
We still only have 2 minutes.
Oh, no.
So yeah, ignore that first three.
Okay.
Technology's great. But I mean, I made it through, but it was just, it was long. My brain is tired and done and yeah, long story short.
It's been a long week.
It has. It's been 84 years.
Well, like that one song by Paramore, In a Week I've Aged 100, is one on their new album. The song, I can't remember the name of it right now, but one of the new songs on their album says, In a Week I've Aged 100. And believe me, I think we all are feeling that right now. It's a very hectic, energetic point in a lot of our lives and just for a lot of people in general.
I feel like there's going to be a big
Be easy on yourself. Be patient with yourself. You are important. You are valid. Your struggles are valid. Your strengths are valid.
You are only human.
You're only human.
So
exactly.
Anyway, so
just be patient with yourself and love yourself and be patient with other people and give love and kindness to others as well. But you guys take care and, you know, just be patient and understanding with each other and keep living your best barefoot lifestyle. We'll be back next week.
Mm-hmm.
on Saturday, and you can listen again on Sundays with Mix 105 Indie Internet Radio.
Anyway, yeah, so be kind, help when you can, don't be a jerk, and we'll be back next week.
Sounds good.